Hi everyone. So this time I'm going to talk about the six biggest mistakes that I've seen when it comes to people's finances and love and marriage and so on. Now, first of all, before going into the six things, I would say that this is often the biggest reason for divorce and breakup, money problems, and it can be one of the biggest reasons why people who are still, you know, in their 60s, 70s, even 75 still need to work because of, you know, divorce is very expensive, of course. So let's get into it then. So number one, I would say, believe it or not, one of the key mistakes I've seen made is that often people actually deep down know they're making a mistake. Now, what do I mean by that? Especially in the Asia, you know, expat market, there's a lot of older men in particular who are perhaps lonely, maybe they don't speak the language, and so on. And they get with someone who deep down they know they wouldn't have got with when they were 30 or 40, or they like them a lot, but they kind of realize they're with them for money or the wrong reasons. I'm not saying that all relationships in, you know, East Asia and Southeast Asia, where there's a much older man and younger woman, are like this and are shallow relationships, but a percentage of them are, and many men deep down do actually know they're making a mistake, especially to actually commit to marriage rather than just to date. So the first one, even though it sounds so obvious, is if you deep down know that you're doing something which is wrong and you can't see yourself spending the rest of your life with that person or have a realistic chance, then of course it makes sense not to, you know, become married in the first place. I'm not a relationship guru or expert, but from a financial point of view, you're taking an absolutely huge risk by getting married to somebody if you don't actually think it's going to work out. But believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there, especially on the male side, who do that. Now, number two, I think, would be hiding money. And number three would be hiding debt. So both of them are linked in terms of their link to trust. If you're hiding money and hiding financial problems, of course, that's going to cause trust in a relationship. And I've seen several clients get divorced or have problems in their marriage because of that and losing a lot of money. Now, number four would be cultural bias in terms of, you know, in the marriage. What do I mean by that? So, for example, in China and Southeast Asia, many women will decide on, you know, when money will be spent or also when it comes to investments. Now, unless this makes rational sense, this is not sustainable or sensible. What do I mean by that? As I've said many times on these podcasts, when it comes to your financial health, you should just be implementing the evidence. You shouldn't be using your emotion. But most people use their emotions. So, for example, they speculate because it's human nature to be greedy, or it's human nature to be egotistical, to think you're smarter than others. It's human nature to get fearful when markets are going down and to panic sell. But it's also human nature to want to feel safe. And many people have been taught cultural things which just aren't true. So, for example, many Indians or Vietnamese have been taught that gold is the best investment. Many British people have been taught that, you know, property is the safest investment. Both things, especially gold, but also property, are just simply not true. But the point I'm making is it's a very bad mistake to, for example, have a wife decide everything on investments and finance unless she is an expert, unless she's read the evidence on investing. And moreover, even if it's a joint decision, all decisions should be made looking at the evidence, not looking at any kind of cultural bias or cultural stories that you've learned about finance. Number five would be materialism. So just like single people, many retired people and many people who are still working try to kind of keep up with the Joneses. And so this will obviously cause you know, problems if the materialism ends up, you know, ruining the marriage, or you end up getting in debt, or one person blames the other for being more materialistic than others. And then number six would also just be bad financial planning in general. It's partly linked to cultural bias in marriage, but I would say this is more general, so going into investments you shouldn't be, but also procrastinating, because if there's two decision makers, often those two people will be talking and talking and talking, deciding, is this the best thing? Is that the best thing? So often married people end up with, you know, 3, 6, 12, 24 months worth of savings just lying in the bank doing nothing. So when there's two decision makers, often procrastination becomes a bigger issue. So money, you know, time is money, and the money isn't being used for its best purpose. So to go over those six things again, I would say number one would be, you know, when you know it's not true, or no, you're not in a good relationship, don't continue, or at least don't get married, because that's a financial risk. Number two, hiding money. Number three, hiding debt. Number four, cultural bias in marriage. Number five would be materialism and not spending enough, or should I say not saving enough. And number six is bad financial planning in general.